am joined in the studio now by Emmy's Parade. How are you all?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Good. Now, do you just want to introduce yourselves and say your roles in the band?
Okay, well, there's only half of us here today. Obviously, there's four of us normally, but I'm Emmy, being Emmy of Emmy's Parade. I do vocals and guitar, a bit of piano.
I'm Dean. I do lead guitar and a bit of vocals.
Cool. And we've got Nat and Chris, but they're not here today because Nat's quite quiet, so she wouldn't talk very much anyway. And Chris plays the drums, so.
Oh, that's fair enough. Yeah. And I believe this is sort of your new band, isn't it? Did you have an old band
before? Yeah, I was in an old band before. We came in here a couple of years ago, actually, but, you know, our things didn't quite work out and wasn't necessarily working with the right people, but, it seems to be working now. It's going well.
Oh, good.
It's going right.
And how long have you been with your new band?
We've been together about 6-7 months. We haven't been together that long at all. But I was working as a solo artist, doing my own music, just in, like, pubs and clubs and stuff like that. And then Chris, our drummer, said to me, like, why don't you try putting your music but with like a full band behind you, just to sort of like make the sound a little bit more current. And obviously I'd worked with Dean before, just jamming with him, and obviously he's my mate, so we just got together and started writing some songs and stuff like that.
Cool. And do you write all your songs then?
I write them. Me and Dean write primarily the most of the songs that we play. So,
and where is it you get your inspiration from?
We've all got different inspirations. I'd say, you know, me and Dean were big fans of acoustic music before we even got into a band. So we both like artists like Damien Rice and that kind of thing.
But Jason Mraz and stuff.
Yeah, Jason Mraz. But, you know, we want to write current pop music. Like, you know, sometimes you get so many bands who want to be so different. They want to be rock or want to be metal and they just want to stand out. But sometimes the best songs are just pop songs that are written well, and we just want to write songs that people can sort of sing along and dance to, which is...
So do you think pop is how you'd describe your music?
Yeah, I'd say pop rock. It's kind of like a mix between bands like The Script and The Fray, with like the sort of like female angst of, say, like Avril Lavigne, Pink, that kind of stuff. So pop rock music.
So when you was younger, who was it that you liked to listen to? Was it all them people you mentioned or someone else?
What about you, Dave?
I was into like really heavy music when I was younger, sort of like Funeral for a Friend and stuff.
Yeah, I think we all went through like a bit of a grungy stage of putting eyeliner on all the time and walking out in black clothes. Yeah, like I think I grew up listening to a lot of reggae music as well, so that's definitely sort of included with the music we're doing now. We kind of definitely throw like a sort of a summery vibe into all of our music. So, you know, the sort of like one of our songs, which hopefully we'll be playing later, Lemonade, is all about summer and having fun with your friends. And, you know, I think that's why the people that come to see us like us so much, because it's not all dark and depressing. It's quite
Everyone can listen to.
Yeah.
Cool. And you mentioned Lemonade there. Have you made a music video for that? Is it?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we made a music video, and we was a bit surprised at the response we got, really, because we just was like, oh, we'll throw together a music video, and we knew someone who would be able to sort of help us out and put it together. We did it like with no budget, just literally had like a camera we'd never used before. Went down to Southend and filmed this video, and we put the song on YouTube. We got like 11,000 hits so far. So, yeah, people are loving the song, and I think that's the song that people recognise us for most at the moment, obviously, because we know it's the only song that we've sort of released as one of our own, but we've got a couple coming up. So
did you say that someone else had the ideas for the music video, or did you have an
Yeah, like a guy came up to me and said, I think you should put like a music video to the song, because obviously sometimes you put a song out there and you put it on MySpace or you put it on Facebook, and it's so many bands putting new songs on, so it's hard to get noticed. So we thought maybe a video would sort of make us stand out that little bit more. And yeah, it seems to be working.
I must say, I've watched it. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
If other people want to watch it, is it just on YouTube?
Yeah, just go onto YouTube and type in Emmy's Parade, and then it should go.
It should just pop up.
Yeah.
Cool. And how did you come up with your name, Emmy's Parade?
We actually couldn't think of a name for like the first 2 months of being together. We were just like rehearsing and all sitting together and coming up with all these stupid names. And primarily we was just going to do it so it was just going to be my music with a backing band, but because like Dean's got like a lovely singing voice as well, so it only seemed sort of right to incorporate other vocals and all throw in some ideas together. So even though it's, you know, my music, it's definitely everyone's input, it's not just my own project. So that's why I didn't want it to just be like Emmy or Emmy Lee Brooke. I wanted it to be like Emmy's Parade, like a big group of us joining in. And you know, it's definitely got a parade feel about it, like we all kind of muster things up together.
And you're going to play one of your tracks for us now, aren't you?
What's this one called? I'd love to. This song's called, have a bit of water first. Yeah. This song's called Shiny Shoes. Do you want to say a little bit about it? What it's about?
I don't know. We wrote it together about 2 years ago, just like doing it acoustically.
We always used to play it acoustic, and now it's just a song about, you know, breaking up with someone and then you've changed quite a bit since you last saw them, and you know, you're having so much more fun. It's one of those throw it in your face.
I mean, to realise that.
Yeah.
Well, so when you're ready, off you go.
Thank you. Coming at you, then you gotta let me know. You gotta let me know. And if you think I'm playing with your mind, then you gotta let me go. You gotta let me go. Different style, well maybe that's just me. Yeah, maybe that's just me. And if you think I make your time worthwhile, then hold on to me. Don't let go of me. Hair, I got shiny shoes, I got the best gossip and amazing news. Mornings at the cafe ain't nights on wine, ain't got no dollar but I'm doing fine. And I always laugh and I always cry, I live for the moment, not afraid to die. This is it and this you'll see, yes I'm different but that's just me.
You said that all your chains and you don't mean none of it. You're mocking me about and you can't stick to nothing. Your words ain't the truth, but are only good for it. Friends you're gonna lose. Don't know why I bother trying to sort things out. Should've kept it to myself instead of speaking out loud. But you're sick and you're twisted. Oh, I guess you're different. Let me out, let me out.
you.
And your voice sounds so like you're not putting any effort into it.
Oh, thank you.
Have you had singing lessons at all? Is it just natural?
No, but I've been singing for quite a long time now. I was never really any good at school, and then suddenly I kind of started doing it at college and things like that. And yeah, I've been doing it for about 5-6 years now, but it's not all good because I always have a lot of throat problems. I've got quite a croaky voice, and it seems to like get halfway through a gig, like gets like the fifth song, and then my voice kind of gives up on me. Maybe it's just because I've just done one song. Sounds good.
And you're obviously both playing guitar there. How old were you when you started to learn them?
Oh, Dean's a lot better than me.
I think I started playing year 7 in school, so I don't know, 12, 13.
Yeah, I've been playing since I've been about 16, 17. I only play really guitar to sort of write songs, not necessarily sort of, I don't have a big jam session in my room. Like yeah.
And you mentioned about your gigs there. Whereabouts have you had gigs?
Well, our drummer, Chris, he's sort of like a gig promoter as well as a performer. He performs in like 100 bands, yeah. Everything like that. He's just constantly on the circuit, and he's a great guy to work with, so he was sort of like organise a gig. He does like monthly gigs at the Ball in Pitsea and the Haver and Well in Romford. We've played at the Bar House in Chelmsford, yeah. Chinnery, South End. You know, just normal, like there's quite popular music venues in Essex that sort of every band plays at the moment.
Yeah, like the Castle Main in Catherine as well.
We've been, but we're now we're sort of like wanting to sort of branch out and maybe play slightly bigger venues. You know, we've played a couple of, me and Dean have played quite a few like prestigious London gigs when we were playing acoustically, so we've got the contacts there. I want to get us really ready before we like go in and mess it all up.
And what's the do you know the biggest crowd that you've played to?
I don't know about you, but I played at the Hoxton Underbelly, which was a gig. It's in like Shoreditch in London, and I don't know if anyone remembers her, but there's a lady called Amy Stutt who was like a top 10 artist, and she sort of like had a relaunch, like an album relaunch, and I played there, and there was about a couple of hundred people there, so that was quite good. But that's one of those big breaks that something comes and then not much happens afterwards. So, yeah, started from scratch again.
And do you ever feel nervous before performing, or are you getting used to it now?
Yeah. After the first sort of couple songs.
Yeah, a couple of songs it sets in and then you're fine. I think no matter how much you've performed, it's always good to get nerves, because otherwise that means you've kind of lost the passion for it, I suppose.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's adrenaline. Yeah.
So is there anywhere that you haven't performed yet that you'd like to?
I think not necessarily we haven't performed, but I'd love to get some more gigs at Chinnery's, because there always tends to be like a regular sort of fan base of people that always go down there, and I think, you know, that's the sort of way of getting, you know, quite a few fans that way. But for us, the main thing, as much as live shows are important to us, the most important thing I'd say to us is the songs and the writing of the songs, and we want to send them off to publishing companies, and even if it's like, you know, us singing them or someone else, like me and Dean love the songwriting side of it, so that's what we really want to get into.
Cool. And do you support people when you're
Yeah, we've done, like, obviously when we play at like just regular pubs and stuff like that, then we tend to just sort of headline, and a few acoustic acts might play before us.
22nd Century, we supported them. They're another local band. Our drummers, what, bassist and lead singer, and acoustically it's been, he's got in another band.
It's hard to keep up with all of his bands.
It's local bands, sort of.
Yeah.
We support, or they support us.
And is there any local band you haven't supported yet that you might like to?
I don't know. There's quite a few like good bands about, so you know we're happy to sort of work alongside anyone really. I mean, the main thing is we just love performing anyway. If we had our way, we'd be performing sort of every single night. But obviously, all of us in the band work. I'm at music school, and you know it's hard to fit everyone in. So at the moment, we're just sort of gigging at weekends and on like after work or after school.
Anytime.
So how old are you?
I'm 21, but I'm at music school. So like I'm doing like a university degree there. like studying songwriting and stuff like that, so she's helping us quite a lot in the band, because we sort of performed at my music school and then they gave us a lot of harsh criticism on ways to make things better and all stuff like that, and we was all nervous and we were all sweating like, oh.
It's good to get some criticism because you know if you're doing something wrong.
Definitely.
Just going to carry on.
And do you feel like you're pressured because you've got obviously uni and a lot of work to do there? Do you find time to be in a band? Is it busy?
I think if you love it, you know, you always find the time. Whether, you know, if it's a bit of a chore, really, you're like, oh yeah, we sort of make time. There's been a lot of times where like we argue, like we're like, oh, we've got work, or I've got college that day, and then we find like the hour that sort of is in between that none of us are doing anything. We'll literally rehearse for that hour and then everyone will go off and do their other bit. So you've got to fit it in if you want it to be a success, which we do. We feel like kind of really strongly about like our music, especially like the songs we've recorded and stuff like
that's
that.
It's always good to get you far if you've got the passion for it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
And then what makes you different to any of the other bands that play out there? Why?
I think, you know,
there's just not many like acoustic full bands anymore. It's all sort of either heavy distortion or like Killers, Arctic Monkeys. They're all a bit more
any sort of like pop artists nowadays. So you've got people like Rihanna and you've got Lady Gaga and Pink and all stuff like that who are doing like amazing songs and doing really well. But when you think about it, all they're doing is like singing to some like enhanced digitally enhanced track that they're singing over the top of backing dancers and stuff like that. So you've got that, and then on the rock side you've got everyone who's like wearing black and thrashing out metal, and we want to do something that's kind of in between. We're the kind of band who very much write our own music, play our own instruments, and want to be in the music industry without having to sort of look a certain way. And I'm sure there's loads of bands that
want to be accepted for who we are and just make music that everyone can listen to.
But I think the main thing that makes us stand out above other bands is I think that we're a fun band. And if you come to see us live, probably out of a set of say like 9 songs, there's probably one that's slow, and then say everyone's up and dancing and
is laughing and having a giggle.
That's what music should be about.
It's
really
good to have a variety.
Yeah.
And you've got another song you're going to play for us now. Which
one this is? One's that we're going to play Lemonade because. You alright? Yeah, we're going to play Lemonade because, yeah, this is a song that we sort of love playing the most. Sounds better with a full band, I think, but. Never mind. We'll do our best. Anyway, this one's Lemonade. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I pack my bags where you can walk with me, live our lives like they're supposed to be. Maybe I can take you out, and then we'll jump in the car and we'll hit the road. But Gaga blaring out the stereo. Maybe I can take you out, and we go. Grab had my fags and my wallet, shove them in my pocket. Shoot to the stars in my turbo rocket. Baby, that's just all I need. You know we don't have to be in space, and it don't matter about no time or place, long as it's you and me.
So that's my favourite song, I think.
Thank you very much.
And have you recently recorded an EP, or are you in the process?
Yeah, we're kind of in the process of doing that. We've recorded three songs, and we want to do sort of two, three more, and just do like a 5-6 track, and just sort of sell them for a couple of quid at gigs. Like, not really to make money out of them, just sort of get our music around and see what people
sort of
think.
Spread
really.
It a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool. And what songs do you hope to put on there?
We've done it. Well, there's another song that we absolutely love that we was going to play today, but I woke up with a bit of a croaky throat, so we'll play that one. But it's called Shoot Your Bullets. That's another like sort of feel good song. And then we've got what else are we going to put on there? Forgotten. Oh, we've got some new stuff we're working on.
A couple slow ones.
Yeah, all of our songs, like sort of, some of them haven't even got names yet. Some of them are like a verse is written and a chorus is sort of half there, and then we've given up. So, you know, it's, I think it's going to be like, take us a couple of months yet before we like, sort of finish it off. But with the three tracks we've recorded at the moment, I'm more than happy with what we've got. I'm really chuffed. So
cool. And as we mentioned earlier, that song that you just played, Lemonade, you've got a music video for. And I don't know if you heard me say earlier, but Rebecca Black has taken over Justin Bieber's reign on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard the song at all?
Yeah, we're talking about
think
it.
About it?
Yeah. I think it.
I don't know how it happened, but
what went wrong? No, I mean, sometimes you don't need to have amazingly good lyrics to make a song good. Like, I don't think like the two songs we've played have been anything like mind-boggling that you really have to think about, but sometimes you have to at least rhyme the words.
I don't know, I could sort of imagine it more like a 6 to 10 year old's birthday party than anything else.
Yeah.
What do you think of her voice? Do you think it's good?
No, not really. Bless her.
It's
apparently she's writing more material, so probably been hearing more.
No, maybe
her.
If she
you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
it's very true.
Yeah, she's doing okay. Bless her. At the end of the day, she's got that many hits on YouTube, whether it's bad press or good press, she's famous.
Yeah, very
so
true.
Yep. I'd quite like it. Maybe not. People said it was the worst thing in the world, but that'd be nice.
And back to you guys, when is your next gig?
Our next gig is on, we've got a gig May the 19th, which is like a it's not really one people can come to from around here, but just to sort of like spread awareness about it. There's a big festival called the Stag and Dagger Festival in London. It's in Shoreditch. And basically all different sort of music venues hold different bands all at the same time, and people pay £10 for a ticket and they go from band to band to band and just throughout the night. And we've been asked to play there on May the 19th, which is kind of a big deal. So we're really excited about that. But apart from that, we're playing.
Got an acoustic set tomorrow.
Got an acoustic set tomorrow at the Bowl in Pitsey.
It's more like with the house band, and they come along and
People should come down to that one, because if you're a musician, if you just, you know, sing along to backing tracks, or whether you've, you know, play along with a guitar or a full band, you can come down and just sort of jam, and that's what the whole night's about.
It's all acoustic. I think it's from 6:30 to 9:00, so
cool. And I know a lot of local bands always like enter competitions and stuff to try and get themselves out there. Have you ever entered one?
Actually, this is our perfect chance to sort of protest about what happened. Well, we entered a competition, the Heart FM Next Big Thing competition, and we auditioned along with another person who we know who's pretty good, and we know that we got brilliant feedback, and they said, like, you know, we're more than likely going to be through to the next round, but because of someone in our band, their a family member works at the venue.
Well, he doesn't get paid for doing it. He sort of helps them out. It's sort of like charity work.
All right.
Just charity work. He works at the venue, so we weren't allowed to take part.
Oh, it's a bit
so
unfair.
We was like,
disqualified.
Yeah, disqualified. So we was pretty angry about that. But to be honest, I wouldn't. Well, I'm not up for really sort of doing those competitions. I mean, if there was like a genuine competition that was like that, there's a live and unsigned competition.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's primarily for bands who want to get their music out there, and I think they're a great idea. But sometimes, like, you go past all these pubs and it's like, oh, like Essex Got Talent and like Bar Bar's Got Talent, Dalla's Got Talent, and they're all a lovely idea. But at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10. The person who wins is the person who sort of either sold the most tickets or,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not necessarily about the music.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're a great idea.
Most of the events are just more in it for the money than getting people out there.
Yeah. Like, there's a few that are going on, like there's like a group called Acts, and you know, there is Essex Got Talent or Essex Factor or whatever it's called, and they seem pretty genuine, like they have artists and they come on and sing, and it's like it's good fun. But then you get some that are sort of up for taking as much money off you as they can. Yeah.
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get people like that. But have you got a website or anything that people can keep up to date with the gigs?
Yeah, we've just set up a few accounts, really. There's a SoundCloud. We've got a SoundCloud account. We've got a Pure Volume account. We've got a MySpace account. We've got a YouTube, and we've got a Facebook. If you type in Emmy's Parade in any of them, we'll come up straight away. Emmy is spelled EMYS and then Parade.
Cool.
Emmy's Parade. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking
to
us.
No worries.